never give, and never give, and never give up.
Welcome to Everybody Wants Something, a Degrassi Junior High podcast where two black millennials deep dive into a Canadian teen drama from the 80s, because why not? I'm your host, Sanique.
And I'm your other host, Lauren. Let's get started.
All right, we're back.
We're back, you guys.
Wow.
Hello.
Hello. How's it going? How have you guys been?
Yeah, how's your mom?
How's your dad?
How's she? Okay, love that. That's awesome.
I'm so glad they're doing well. I'm so glad he's out of the hospital.
I know, especially after that sex injury. Yeah, I know you thought I didn't know, but, like, we all knew.
Yeah, like, we didn't want to put your business out there, but, like, we're in a safe space here, so it's okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Your parents make love. Oh, man. Lauren.
Sadiq.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well. So it's morning for me, but I feel alive. This is my last week of classes for the semester. So in China, they don't have their like winter break is over Chinese New Year, which is a little bit earlier this year. So
that makes sense.
Yeah. So this is the last week. The kids are literally being the worst.
How old are your students again?
They're like 16. 15, 16, and 17.
Okay, so kids.
Yeah. They're still kids. Let's not deny that.
Yeah, no, those are kids. Those are kids for sure.
But, you know, I'm over it. They're over it. We're all just over it. So it's been a rough week.
Just play them a movie.
I know. I did that before, so I think I might end up doing that again. But I only have one class today, but doing swell. Let's see. To answer our general question of what have I been consuming?
Yes.
What have I been consuming? Oh, I started watching Succession, which I know everyone...
Ooh, I heard that's good.
Yeah, it is really good. I think in my mind, when I kept on seeing the preview, I was like, oh, it's some rich people drama about like having too much money and like the problems that people they perceive to have with having too much money. But
I love the shade of you saying they perceive to have.
It's like, oh my gosh, where do I put all of it? But it's actually like I never watched it. I tried. I never really got into it very much, but it kind of reminds me of Arrested Development. But like, like I love that's kind of happening where it's like this kind of like drama comedy, but like with like so much satire and just like, but it's just so good. And I wasn't expecting that, and I was like, oh, this is funny. Like, it's funny. And
oh, okay, so it's like I didn't know it was also like a comedy. I thought it was more of like a,
well, it's like
a straight like drama.
Well, that's what I thought too. It's like this, it's, but it's kind of like they're trying to like play it off like it's a straight drama, but then like, so the characters are so ridiculous, like all the siblings are so ridiculous in it. And so because of how ridiculous they are, it's just like, oh my gosh, mm-hmm. they're hilarious. Like, cause they're so dysfunctional as a family.
Okay.
Yeah. But it was good. I wasn't expecting that, but I highly recommend. So when I heard about it, they're like, Succession is so good. I'm like, okay, but why? But I didn't know that. So it's funny. Yeah.
Now I'm going to watch it. Cause at least you liked it. Cause when I heard about it too, I thought the same thing. I was like, oh, is it just another... like rich people, exactly. Like, yeah, same thing, like rich people drama. I'm like, oh, okay. So there's like some satire in there. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. But it's not like that.
Is that on HBO or Showtime?
Yeah, it's on HBO. So I just watched the first season. I'm trying to find a way to watch the second. Just let's see. That and Schitt's Creek comes back for the last. I know you haven't watched it yet. Schitt's Creek comes back for the last season. That's really good. So I am trying to start reading again. New year, new me. Like, oh yeah, happy new year.
Yeah, happy new year, guys.
It's the new year, new us. Here we are.
Is this our first time recording in the new year, Lauren?
It is. It is a whole week into the new year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn.
But how you doing, Sanik?
I'm doing all right. Today I went back to work. Well, I actually have been going to work, but it's the first like real day, and I was just like, yeah, confirmed. I hate this job. I still hate this job. The break didn't help that, but I feel a lot less upset about what's going on. But later on this week, I'm going to New York, which I'm very excited about.
Oh yeah, what are you gonna be doing in New York?
You know, hanging out with some friends. You know, just chilling, having a good time.
Ooh.
Maybe some job stuff. We'll see. Not going to jinx it.
Fingers crossed.
Keep our fingers crossed. But I'm going down there, or down there, over there. And what else? In terms of like what I've been consuming. Perfect. Canadian drama. Yeah. Have you seen Anne with an E?
No, but I've seen it. I saw the like poster for it, but I haven't watched it.
Yeah, it's on Netflix, and it basically is kind of like it's like a serious adaptation of Anne of Green Gables, but it's not straight to form. Like the basics are there, but they've added a lot of new characters and like kind of updated it, and like, but it's just a really cool show. It's not perfect. Okay, like there's some really like
I only consume
kind of eye rolly moments. It's not like a I think it was the earlier seasons were better. I think okay. The first season was amazing. Since then, I think it's kind of fallen in quality. Some of the acting is kind of shitty, but it's just like a nice, it's a very wholesome, sweet show. Aww. That like if you wanted to escape from like, you know,
World War III.
I don't know. Yeah, like the pending doom of World War III. Like watch Anne with an E. Like just sit down, like have some tea, like watch these beautiful shots of like Prince Edward Island. It's really beautiful. Aww. I'm like, I need to go to PEI so bad because it just looks so gorgeous. And just Canada in general is just so a beautiful, like it's really natural wonders yeah. of Canada. I'm like, oh, I need to take a trip and just like, you know, stand on a cliff and just like look out in the sea. Like, like that's like 2020. That's my 2020 mood is like. And Shirley just like standing out, like my hair flying and just like looking out.
Yes, that's a whole mood. I love that.
Yeah, as the world crumbles around me, I'm just gosh. Like, gosh. I'm just like, I don't care. Like, I'm on a cliff.
But like, Loki, why did I have to? I like literally, like, in my mind, I feel like I need to say this. In my mind, hopefully this episode gets out before the like world collapses. Like honestly, like I literally had to look up like if I had to walk to the embassy, like if subways and like trains and everything collapsed here, like if I had to get to the US embassy, like how to get there.
Oh, I think that's just travel advisories for all people. Know where your embassy is at all times. Always know what their embassy is and how to get there.
But now I'm like,
when they start airlifting motherfuckers, you want to make sure you're the first in line, right? With that passport out. Like, excuse me. Like, I need to leave. Like, I need to go.
Like, I remember when I first moved to China. That was like right before moving to China. So ironic. I literally started reading. It's like Guest of the Ayatollah, I can't remember, but it's
the Ayatollah, yeah. Probably.
But it's a book about the Iranian hostage crisis of the 1970s.
Uh huh.
And I was like, cool, like this is what's gonna happen to me if I live abroad. Like I'm gonna. And so, like, it's kind of been this like kind of suppressed fear that I'm like, okay, it's kind of ridiculous. Like, kind of like, oh, like, you know, this anxiety needs to calm down. Like, it's not going to happen. But now it's like, okay, Lauren, like, oh, God, it's fine.
Honestly, just so long as this war doesn't disrupt my trip next month, I'm going to Colombia. Like, oh. Listen, I've been waiting for this trip for months. If this fucking war ruins my vacation, I'd be so mad. I'd be so upset. Like, are you fucking kidding me?
I honestly am just, like, living. I love that our generation has really embraced the internet and that we don't know how to
process anything like adults, so we just go into memes. Like memes is like memeing is our self-care. Like let's yes. just meme everything. Like we're all anxious little like 20 somethings, 30 somethings who just like immediately run to Twitter and like, hey, let me show you what I'm gonna do when the war happens. Like what?
Right. And like, and the people there are like, you guys don't begin, like this is a very serious thing, and it's just like, welcome to our lives, you gave us this world, this is how we interpret it, like fuck off.
So it's so like, thank you, because I get so like, I roll my eyes so hard, because like I think especially for like as like black people too, because I know black Twitter especially was like yes. on fire. Black Twitter's on fire the way the earth's gonna be in a little bit. Anyway, it was on fire and people were like, oh, like I don't get this, like, you know, it's not funny, this is like war. First off, I think everybody who's cracking the jokes is aware, like, no, it would be bad. We don't want this to happen. But I think, like, I mean, I think this is true of our generation, but I think especially of, like, black people. Mm-hmm. We crack jokes as a way to survive. Yeah. And I think it's the same thing of like, young people who feel very disillusioned, who feel very afraid of what the world might be. So we make light of things, not because we act. No one is tweeting this shit thinking like, yeah, World War III is stupid. Like, it's not like we're safe. Like, no, we all know. Yeah. We all went to history class. We all know what happens when there's fucking World War. It's bad.
Yeah.
But it's like, I'm going to laugh because it's like, it's all I can do.
Exactly.
Because I've watched so many. As previous episodes, I talked about watching those Cold War era nuclear movies. Mm-hmm. I know that shit is whack. Okay? I saw Chernobyl. I know it's not fun. Okay? But I'm doing what a bitch gonna do. Because I'm scared. Okay?
But for real, though.
Leave me the fuck alone.
Fucking shit. Chernobyl. I remember watching that and like, damn. Like, so like, that's how it was back then. Like, nuclear war is like 50 billion times worse now. Like, we all did.
Yeah. Yeah. It's mutually assured destruction. I went to school for international relations. I know these things, but I'm still laughing at the memes because I'm scared. Exactly. Okay? It's nervous laughter. So fuck you.
Oh, God. I love it.
Sorry. That was just a rant, but just like, you know, it's just like, listen. Listen, but you know, here we are. We're still alive, and we're talking about Degrassi.
Exactly,
Degrassi. Oh,
exactly. Degrassi. Honestly, let's just every episode that we can record, like, is another day on this earth. You know.
Yes, yes, and you know, if the bomb drops, listener, I hope you're listening to our podcast when it happens. I hope that we are the last voices you hear.
Please,
I really do. Because I'm a narcissist, and I'm like, I want you to hear me when you die.
Right? Okay? I want you to go into the white light with our voices in your head, you know?
Yes, with our laughter. I hope it's not really like us talking, it's just us laughing. And maybe you're laughing too, and that's like the last thing you experience is laughter and just happiness. Because yes. I hope that's what I experience.
Me too. Me too.
I mean, preferably I'm standing on that cliff looking at the sea, but still. It's a type of happiness.
Exactly. You ready to get into some Degrassi? Well,
yeah, speaking of war, season 2, episode 6 is called Fight. So.
I mean, we were just in that zone.
Yeah, we're already like, we're amped. It aired on February 8th, 1988. Synopsis. So the Wikipedia synopsis was grammatically incorrect because it just says Joey is challenged to a fight by Dwayne and Stephanie's efforts to attract Simon. And I'm like, that's not a sentence. I get what they're trying to say. Basically, Joey's gonna get his ass kicked, and Stephanie is still trying to get with Simon. It's not working. Okay.
So, okay.
Okay. So we get our cold open, and Joey is showing off his pretty sick skateboarding skills in the front of the school.
I loved how he was his biggest hype man. Because at first I was like, oh, they're all cheering him on, and I was like, no, it's just Joey like giving himself compliments about how good he is at skateboarding.
So I clearly was sucked into Joey's illusions because I remember it as being people cheering for him and they weren't. Okay. Well,
he literally was just like, Joey Jeremiah, this is amazing. Like, it's only him talking. Because I thought it was too, but I started rewatching it a little bit before we started recording and I was like, that's just Joey talking. Like,
oh my God. I definitely thought it was like kids being like, whoa, Joey. Oh my God. Joey has sucked me into his bubble.
I think that's what he's trying to do. He's like, if I start it, then everyone else will start going on with it too. Little did he know.
I have to like appreciate that level of confidence and just like, you know, it's good for him.
You have to be your biggest hype man, you know? Like, no one else will.
Absolutely. That's the vibe, because I'm the millennial, that we're going into 2020 with. Like, you have to be your biggest hype man. But a bully with a cutoff shirt and a bandana knocks the shit out of Joey. He falls off his skateboard.
Yo.
And you know what? I think we've considerably cut back on shitting on Joey.
Oh, yeah.
Because any other time, I would have been like, good. But I was like, you know, that's fucked up. I was like, don't do that to someone. Like, it's mean.
It was just, like, so harsh, because I think he literally punched him. Like,
yeah, she punched him off of his skateboard. Like, or if not punched him, he like clotheslined him or something. He just like destroyed his life.
This episode was just like, this is a different time. Like,
it was a very different time. And also, we'll get into it. I feel like, I don't know what the message they were trying to give us.
Bruh,
like,
there was no fucking message. Yeah, we're going to get into that.
We're going to get into it. I was like, sorry? Okay. So he gets knocked off and Joey is like, oh, you big dumb jerk. And the guy, his name's Dwayne, and he's like, He's like, he tells us what we all know, which is that Joey talks too much and he walks away. But I'm also like, hey, Joey was just skateboarding and you just like assaulted him.
Yeah, it's so weird.
Like, fuck you.
But I also was just like, did Joey not know? Like, I don't know. I think if I saw him walking down the hallway, Dwayne, I'd be like, that's the school bully. Like, he very much looks like the school bully.
I mean, that Degrassi was definitely going for like quintessential school bully. Right? Like, cut off shirt, camo pants, a bandana.
And like,
what's she a banana for you to gang? Stop.
And Joey's just like, Joey's trying to like come at him with like insults. And I'm like, Joey, he literally, no. Like,
that kid's got like 70, 80 pounds on right? you. Right? Like, he's
and
huge.
He literally just punched you off a skateboard. He's like, hey.
Like, Joey, take the L and just leave. Like, don't even try to fight back.
You did that on purpose. It's like, well, how is that supposed to be an accident? Like,
obviously I did. I literally walked up to you and punched you in the fuck in your face. Like, yeah, I did it on purpose. Everyone here can confirm that was on purpose. Okay? So, in our first scene after the theme song, it's like, Dwayne's a badass because he wears camo. I'm so stupid. I wrote, where are his legs?
Oh.
Because it's camo. Because he's wearing camo.
Oh, goodness. I can't see them.
I love writing my notes and, like, forgetting what I wrote and then reading them and be like, I'm an idiot.
You're funny. You're a funny gal, City.
We're here to have fun, okay? But, yeah, so he's walking down the hall. And, you know, I got scared.
Oh, I was terrified.
Because Scooter was at his locker. I was like, oh, my God, he's going to kill Scooter. Like, Scooter is -2 feet.
I wrote, leave Scooter alone.
I was ready for him to just, like, punch Scooter. He just goes flying down the hall. Yeah. But instead, surprisingly, Scooter's having issues with his locker. Uh-huh. And Dwayne is like, hey, I got you. And Scooter's like, oh, my God, thanks. Like, here, have some cheesies.
I kept on thinking he was saying Cheez-Its, and I was like, oh man, I want some Cheez-Its, but they were just like cheese curls.
Yeah, cheese curls, and they called them cheesies, which I decided that cheesies are Scooter's like love language.
Mm.
Like, throughout the show, he's just like, hey, have a cheesy. Like,
Scooter had, like you. Scooter has cheesies, and Rick has licorice.
Oh yeah, Rick and his licorice. Hey, want some licorice? I want lottery. Want some licorice? Like, no, I don't fucking. Stolen licorice? We know you're a bad kid. We know you stole it. Right. Like, I'm kidding. No,
yeah,
he did.
But
he won the lottery.
But so yeah, he helps Scooter, and Scooter gives him some cheesies. And I was like, the entire episode, I was like, there's some underlying plan. Like, what's his motive with being nice to Scooter? Like, I don't get why he is nice to Scooter.
Yeah, I also don't understand it because for all intents and purposes, Scooter is like prime punching material.
Like, Scooter
is an itty bitty boy with big glasses. Like, you want to hit him.
Exactly. Like, but okay, my theory is, so Dwayne, I don't really know why he's truly a bully, but I think that, you know, he kind of puts on this exterior at school, but really at home, he's like from a very loving home. No, not even loving home. He was a foster kid.
Oh shit. He was a foster. That was like
if he was really from a loving home, I don't think he would be as bad as he is as a bully. So
that's true.
So he's like a foster kid, but he got his bullying tactics because he really like had to, you know, like fight his way to survive. And so he learned bullying from another person that bullied him. You know?
Oh, of course.
And so Scooter reminds him of this little black boy that was also in the boys' home with him. And let's call him Wayne. So it was Dwayne and Wayne. They were like best buds in the boys' home. And so Dwayne had to protect Wayne from the other bullies at the boys' home. And then one day Wayne got adopted and he went on to a better life. And so now when Dwayne sees Scooter, he sees Wayne in him and he's like, I need to look out for him, just like I did with Wayne.
That was beautiful.
Yeah.
That was so beautiful. My theory is that the writers just needed a way to make Dwayne kind of sympathetic. So like, hey, just be nice to Scooter. Like, it made no sense. It's like, why would he be nice? Because, like, I mean, look at this kid. Like, and, you know, I have to wonder with children like this, or like bullies, mm-hmm. or just like bullies who fit the mold of bully, because honestly, bullies come in all shapes and sizes. Yeah. But because I remember a bully in school who was very small and very short and skinny, mm-hmm. but he was a little asshole. Fuck that kid. But no, the thing about bullies like this, bullies suck in general, mm-hmm. but with someone who like fits the mold of like bullies, like, you know, Dwayne's like a kind of like a big kid. Yeah. Like, what came first? The bullying behavior and then he got big, or was he just, he was big and he was like, you know what? I have to be a bully because I'm just fucking huge. Like, I have to kick ass because I can't, oh, you know?
That's very interesting.
You know, like my arms are going to bulge out of this cut off top.
Yeah.
And the kids are going to be scared.
Also, I wrote down, Dwayne is like 40 years old. Like, how many,
yes, you were correct.
How many grades does he held back? Because he literally has a 5 o'clock shadow.
He's supposed to be in Dwayne is school. Like Mr. Radish's age. Like
he's literally so fucking old. And why are you in middle school? Like, why?
He probably got held back a few years. Mm. He's so fucking big.
And he's Joey's right. He is stupid.
He is. He's a stupid bully. But in our next scene, Yik, they were all about Yik not being a stereotype until they had him doing karate in the stairwell. And I was like, what? Also, just like, it was so random. I was like, what the fuck? Like, why is Yik doing karate? I was so confused because it had nothing to do with the story. Like, he just is doing karate in the stairwell.
They're like, Yik, we need you to really up the Asian factor. Like, let's go.
They came up and they're like, hey, okay, we have some charts here. And you're not, you know, Yik, you're not really resonating with our Asian demographic. And I think the reason is because you're not doing enough karate. Right? And they have him do karate. I'm like, that's not how that works.
Karate Kid don't came
have
out.
Listen, and I, right, and I love Yik too. And I'm like, don't have Yik out here being a stereotype, okay? Yik has already proven that he's not a stereotype. Do not have him out here catch my boy doing karate in the stairwell. Right? Are you kidding me? I was upset. I was very upset by that. And it's so random, too, because, like, he's doing the karate, and then Arthur shows up, and he's like, hey, let me show you some karate. And then he accidentally kicks some lady. I was like, what?
It's like, if anyone's going to show you karate, it's definitely not Arthur, you know? Like, he's not the one.
He is not the one. He will show you a calculator on his watch. That's what he will show you.
Yes, he will. And you won't be asked for it. He'll just do it right away without you even having to ask.
No, he'll be like, hey, you want to see my calculator? You'll be like, no. He's like, I think you do. He'll show it to you anyway. It's like, I said no. He's like, I don't care. Come look at this calculator. It's pretty neat. But in our next scene, so we're in the hallway, mm-hmm. and Steph is still planning on trying to trick her way into Simon's affections by literally twisting her ankle, basically. To get his attention, and listen, the twins.
Ooh. What did they say? They're like, give it a rest, Steph. Like, come on. Like, you're trying too hard. And then what does Steph say? There's no such thing as trying too hard. And I'm like, girl's last words. Like,
famous last words.
Oh my God.
Which honestly was so wonderful because up until this point, the twins had just been like, we're just here to be supportive. Yeah. And this is the first time they were like, girl, let it go. I was like, damn.
I think
you know it's bad when the twins are telling you let it go.
I think because she's like gone pure psycho, where she's like, I will get the man. Like, she literally like,
well, also because she's
she DIY'd a broken heel, like stayed up all night, like she's like, look, I'm gonna quote unquote sprain my ankle with this broken heel, and they're like, both of them like look at each other like, this bitch, she's lost it, like.
But they're like, bitch, you might actually sprain your ankle because you're wearing the shoe and you fall. You might actually hurt yourself. Like, don't do this. And also, like, they're trying to savor the embarrassment because mm-hmm. you're embarrassing yourself at this point. Like, like, you keep falling or dropping things or, like, mm-hmm. like, pulling all kinds of bullshit to get this boy's attention. And he's not into it.
And he obviously is not that great of a person if he still doesn't care about your well-being if you're falling and dropping and spraining things. Like,
but I don't even know if that's it. I think it's just like, if anything, if I were Simon and every time I ran into Steph, she's falling or dropping something, mm-hmm. I'd be like, hey, you have like an inner ear problem. Like, my Nana had one. Like, are you okay? You got vertigo? Like, what's going on? Like, I know a really good, like, ENT, like, who might help you out with that, like, but I'm worried about that. Mm-hmm. I don't want to date you.
Yeah.
Because you're going to, like, waste a Coke all over me probably, but, like, you should get help.
Yeah.
You have a problem.
Or he like, what, okay, what do you think? So Simon's the new kid. What do you think the rumors that he's heard about Steph are? He probably has heard all the like the terrible rumors. So we had,
oh, he definitely knows about her getting drunk.
Oh, for sure. He probably just thinks she's drunk all the time. That's what it is.
So he's just like, he sees her like she trips and he's like, wow, guess she relapsed again.
You're like, damn, it's 9 a.m. Like, really? This early?
He's like, yeah, those mimosas pretty hard, Steph. Like, it's a bit early.
Oh my God.
But also in this scene, we get a confirmation that Simon is, quote, which is very 80s, going with Alexa.
Oh, yes.
And I'm like, wow, Steph, that's bold. If you know a guy's going with this girl, she's like, I don't give a fuck. I'm still trying to get you. I'm like, wow.
She's really like, trying to steal this man. Like, I just, this episode with Steph, I was like, damn, like, she's really going through it. Like, she's going, like, I think it's really just a culmination of, like, she's been going through some shit. And, like, she's, like, it's bad. Like, she really needs to, she needs to go stand on a cliff.
And just look at the sea. Yes,
that's what she needs because, oof, she is really just at the bottom of her bucket of self-worth.
She really is. It's really embarrassing. Mm-hmm. You're embarrassing yourself. Okay. In the next scene, Joey's in the washroom. And, yeah, so his shirt is ripped and his shoulder is, like, fucking busted, which we didn't even – I did not realize how hurt he was, but he actually is pretty hurt. And Zit Remedy shows up. And they start singing in the mirror together because they're dweebs.
They really think they're about to be famous, though.
They really do. Like, Zit Remedy today would absolutely be like SoundCloud rappers.
Ooh, that's very true.
You know, that's just like mumbling in the mic all day.
they would still be trying to get their MySpace to like take off, you know?
Oh my God. Yeah, they would totally have a MySpace.
Yeah.
But at that point, Joey tells them all about Dwayne and how dumb he is. He's like, I thought this was actually pretty. He's like, he's so dumb. It takes him 2 hours to watch 60 minutes. And I was like, nice one.
That was from his joke book. He's like,
boom, roasted.
But at that point, they're like kind of trash talking in the bathroom. And I was like, before they even showed it, I was like, he's in the stall back there. Like, they're giving Joey too many one-liners right now.
I mean, that's classic trope.
Yeah.
Like, if you go on tvtropes.org, like, the literal website that just has all of the tropes known to man. Yeah. That is a trope of like overheard in the bathroom. Like someone's in a stall. So I mean, you gotta gossip, you gotta look under the stalls, make sure no one's in there.
Like this is middle school gossip 101. Like you have to check under stalls before you talk trash. Like, come on.
But now I think about it, none of our bathrooms, at least in middle school and high school, there were never that many stalls in the bathroom.
No, it was never like, a hangout like spot. Like there was no room in there.
Yeah. Yeah, there's like four stalls at best in some of the bathrooms. So you didn't have to check that many to know that you were alone.
Right. Also, yeah. I just realized that Wayne was taking a shit. Dwayne was taking a shit in the
bathroom. Because his feet were facing forward.
So either he's taking a shit or he was not comfortable with peeing in public.
He'd be sitting down.
Oof.
Oh my God. He was totally taking a big old shit. Yeah. Honestly, a kid like Dwayne absolutely shits like that at school.
Oh yes, he's like he has no shame about shitting at school. Like,
well, because he's a fucking bully, so he's like, I dare someone to say something to me. I dare you. If I walk out the stall, you make a face at me, I'll kick your ass.
Also, this entire episode, I feel like the way that Dwayne is kind of portrayed in this episode, like, watching him with today's eyes, I'm like, oh, you're, like, way scarier today than you were back then. So, Dwayne has, I think he's wearing, like, a cutoff tee. I think most of the time it's, like, an MTV shirt. Like, I think I saw MTV on the back. And he's wearing, like, army fatigue camo pants, like, and military-style boots. And I'm like, you're gonna kill someone. Like, like if you were to
make that in our current climate, I'm like,
you would bring a gun to school. Like, you're scary.
Your profile tells us that all I'm saying this is constitutionally valid, But someone will search your locker without your permission.
Oh,
I'm just saying.
For sure.
You will be profiled. I'm just letting you know, Dwayne. You might want to. Yeah. But you know, it's 88 still, so we haven't gotten into that yet.
But I wrote down.
Thankfully.
I wrote, you're definitely a neo-Nazi in 30 years.
Oh, yeah.
Like.
No. Yeah. Dwayne will be radicalized very easily. Yes. He's so angry. He's an angry young white boy. Like, uh-huh. Yeah. Like, we know how that ends for him.
We'll be right back after a quick break.
So, but yeah, he totally overhears it. So, oh shit. Joey is in trouble. But in our next scene, we're in Ratchet's class and he's teaching grammar. Yeah, grammar, man. It's important.
Grammar.
And Joey, he's trying to get Liz's attention and she's still not having it. Like, she's still fucking pissed.
I just wrote Liz. Liz said, nah, bruh. Sorry. Like, nah, bruh.
Nah. She, like, gave him, like, a... But cut it out. But class ends and she stands up and she's wearing a fanny pack.
Oh, girl.
And I was like, yes. I guess who wears a fanny pack? Me too.
Oh.
Because they're back.
They are back. I've never really gotten into them. I think I would. I just haven't really given myself the opportunity, I think.
The trick is to, like, wear it jauntily to, like, your side, like, on your hip. Or you wear it, like, across your shoulders.
Oh, so
you're like,
yeah.
You know, you're very cool. I wore my fanny pack, like, recently when I was in New Orleans. And I don't know. I just felt very, like, with it.
I just love... I think the first time that I remember fanny packs really coming back, like, into style, like, a few years ago, I was in China, so I was with my Irish and my British friend. And they're like, you guys call them fanny packs? Because...
Fanny's
vagina.
Say a fanny's vagina.
And they're like, can you stop calling it a fanny pack? And I'm like, fanny pack?
They call them bum bags, right?
Yeah. And I'm just like, listen, okay? Just let us have it.
I'm like, listen, you're being culturally insensitive. We call it fanny packs. So if you can't get hip to that, then, like, I don't know what to tell you. Yeah, but Joey apologizes again for being a pig, and she, like, smiles.
Yeah, he tells her a joke, or he tries to give her those fake-ass flowers as a magic trick, and then she, like, giggles, and I'm like, really, Liz? Really?
Like, is that all it takes, Liz?
Because it wasn't even a funny, they're hideous flowers, like, really?
Like, Liz, if you're already forgiving boys by giving you, like, fake flowers at this age, like, Your college years are just going to be rough, is what I'm telling you. Your 20s are going to be fucking shitty.
They're not.
I'm just saying. Get ready for that.
But yeah. But I also, like, it reminds me of that time when you're just, like, you're at the age where you're just, like, desperate for attention from any boy. They're just like, oh, man, okay. Like, okay. Like, I mean, I guess he's pretty sweet.
I mean, he's apologizing. I know you call me a stupid, ugly bitch, but, like, these flowers are pretty cute.
Like, like, he's just, like, so sweet, you know? Like,
I mean, it's kind of like what Spike said. Like, he can be a jerk, but he's nice sometimes.
Like, Liz is like, you know what? You're kind of right. Yeah, I see it. It's like, oh.
I like that about him. Like, I could change him.
Right? Classic. Be like, he just needs me in his life. And, like, I can really make him a better person. Like, I could teach him and change him.
Yeah.
Public service announcement. It's not... true. Don't do it. Don't be that person. Let them grow on their own.
Yes. Yes. You don't have to be that fertilizer, because fertilizer is still shit.
Oh my god. I want that on, like, a cross stitch hanging on my wall.
Yeah.
What's that called? I'm about to write it down.
I already forgot.
Something about fertilizer. Don't be that.
Well, you said, oh, like, that he can grow on his own. And I said,
Don't
be his fertilizer. Fertilizer's still shit, or something. I don't know. I made that up.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
I thought you were quoting something.
I just said it because fertilizer is poop.
Don't be his fertilizer because fertilizer's still shit. I love that.
Are you really writing this down?
Yes.
Oh my god!
I like
love you.
I'm considering getting it tattooed on myself.
Please don't.
I still
don't do that.
But I really want a joke tattoo.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying, out of context, though. It's a really bad tattoo.
No, but, like, it's like, but it's still, like, it's bright. Listen, just let me have this one, okay? Just let me have it. I really want a joke tattoo.
You know what? Okay. You know what? It's your body. It's your choice. If you'd like to have that on your body, that is your choice. I will not judge you. not to your face. And that is all I have to say about that.
I wouldn't have it I have tattoos. I wouldn't have it super noticeable. Like I would have it I don't know, on my back or something that only people that I would want people to see.
I said what I said. So Joey runs to Dwayne. And Dwayne calls him out. He's like, yeah, you think I'm a dozer, huh? You think I'm dumb? I'm like, yeah, you are. You're stupid. This kid is dumb. He's just a big bully and stupid. But yeah, Dwayne is basically I'm going to kick your ass. And Joey runs away because I would too, because Dwayne could kick his ass.
Yeah. Also, okay, Dwayne's accent, he sounds so Canadian. Probably the most Canadian sounding of all the kids. Well, he's not a kid. He's a 4-year-old man. But
you know, I don't even know if I don't even know if that actor actually sounds like that. I think he's trying to put on a tough guy voice. Hey, Joey, Jeremiah, don't want to go home to hook. No one talks like that.
Yeah.
Except for cartoons. Cartoon bullies talk like that. Actually, Dwayne has a British accent, the actor. He's just yes, I play Dwayne on Degrassi Junior High. And he's I'm a bully.
I love that for him. I love that. Okay.
So yes, I was actually trained at the Royal Dramatic Theatre in London.
Oh my gosh, he's only does Shakespeare theater. Oh, okay. I kind of want to look him up, real quick to see Darren Brown. Let's see where he's from.
Darren Brown.
Oh, he is Canadian. Okay, so it says he now works as a director. Oh my gosh, he is the second assistant director on the movie Saw 2.
Wow.
I know.
That's quite the feat.
It really is.
In our next scene, Steph, Steph is all talking about how she doesn't get why Simon wants Alexa. And basically the twins are just kind of over hearing her talk about this because it's me too, Steph. It's leave it alone. Also, Alexa is perfectly sweet.
Exactly.
I like Alexa. How dare you talk about her like that? She's got really great bangs.
I love how even the twins are listen, our character plot is to be the supportive friends, but you're making it very hard right now.
Our job really difficult because you are annoying. So can you not? But yeah, the twins are over it and just kind of they don't even want to hear it anymore. But in our next scene, Scooter tries to get his cheese puffs. For some odd reason, they're on the top of the locker. And I guess someone threw them up there because, they thought it'd be funny.
Yeah.
But how did they snatch them from him? I want to know how they got up there. Was he carrying them? Someone took them and threw them. Did they go into his locker and throw them up? How did the cheesies get up there?
What's the backstory?
Yeah. The cheesies situation is more interesting than hearing about Steph talk about this boy. I'm what happened to these cheesies? Right? How did they get up there?
Give us a CSI episode about the cheesies, We want to know.
Yeah, and their whereabouts.
Fingerprint. Who did this? DNA test. Is there a cheesy
bandit? full-on, DNA lab and everything. This is important. Right. There's actually, semen all over the locker.
Always. Where is that black light?
All everywhere. You just, I murder someone, I just jerk off and then leave. But so Dwayne helps him out. He picks Scooter up.
Oh my gosh, this is so weird.
He dirty dances Scooter.
Oh god, it was so weird. This is when I realized how old he looked, and I was this is uncomfortable. You're an old man, should not be doing this with a child. He picks him up to almost kind of lifts him up on his shoulders and then gets him to get the cheesies. And then and Scooter goes, wow, that was neat. Do it again. And I'm how old are you, Scooter? How old are you? It's dang, also, that was that fun. Happened. Come on.
When he did that, I wrote, what is this, The Notebook? I'm a bird, you're a bird. What the fuck? Get your ass down.
Weird.
What are
you doing? It was so weird and so uncomfortable.
Get your ass down.
It was just
it was just strange.
I feel they were really, it was just, this episode was so weird. It's they're trying to make it, this connection between Scooter and Dwayne, authentic. And it's no, this doesn't happen. What?
There's no way in hell they would be friends. This just doesn't happen.
That's why I kept on, I was when this scene happened, I was oh, Dwayne was the one that, put his cheesies up there, that, like, because, you know, it's like, it was just like, oh, like a bully is like pretending to be nice to you so they could do something to you later. So the entire time I was like, when's Dwayne going to be mean to him?
Like, it's like, no, Dwayne genuinely was just like, he likes Scooter. I'm like, this show is ridiculous sometimes, as is obvious from this episode, because it's so like all over the place. Right. So next, Steph is, she's like, I'm going to put my plan into action.
Yeah.
And Arthur shows up and he starts showing off his like karate moves, because this keeps happening. I'm like, I don't understand this. If the A plot is Joey and Dwayne, the B plot is Steph and Simon. Is the C plot literally Yik and Arthur doing karate around school?
It must be.
Or is it Dwayne and Scooter? In which case, it's them a D plot, and it's still a plot line. It should not be there. What the fuck is this show?
Yeah.
My brain is melting.
I feel like the past few episodes have been like, what is happening?
It's like, what? Whose idea? What is happening? Yeah. You know what?
Was there a writer's strike at this time?
There had to have been. These are all interns. Interns wrote all of these episodes. That's why they're so stupid. They're doing that. And, like, she's like, Arthur, fuck you, go away. And then, like, she sees Simon coming. She pretends to fall. And similar to Alex, he helps her. And he's like, oh, my God, like, Steph, are you okay? Like, blah, blah, blah. And Simon, like, steps over her body again.
Don't touch me. Like,
yo, that reminds me of one time in high school, right, this girl, she was really annoying. But I didn't do this because she was annoying. I did this for my own self-preservation. Mm-hmm. And we were in my, I think it was chemistry class. And I'm standing, like, just in the front of the class. So do you remember how in high school they had, like, you could have the A and B, like, period for science? So you did, like, biology and chemistry. You'd have two periods of that class, yes, basically.
That was the worst.
Yeah. So it was during my chemistry period. So I think we'd done our first half of chemistry. Yeah. And then it was, like, our break-ish time. And I was, like, standing in the classroom, and this girl comes in. And this girl would wear flip-flops all the time. And I'm like, flip-flops are dangerous. Like, flip-flops.
And they're loud as shit, and they're annoying.
They're loud as shit. They're, like, not safe. Also, she wear the same white flip-flops all the time. So they're always, like, really dirty and, like.
I don't trust people that wear white flip-flops.
Gross. Me neither. No.
Like, they're always this particular type of person, you know?
Yeah, she was that person. So she comes into class and she like was like running in class. I was like, why would you run indoors? Because like, come on, like we're in like 10th grade. We're adults. Like, why are you running inside like a child? Stop that. Also, you're wearing flip-flops. Don't run in those. Like, you're gonna hurt yourself. So she comes running and then full on falls forward, like fucking eats it. Yeah. And she's falling. I'm in front of her, and she, like, reached for me, and I stepped out of the way, like, I'm new. And, like, what you won't do is try to catch me, and I stepped away from her. And she fucking ate it in front of me, and I felt like Simon at that moment, because she falls in front of me, and I just walked, like, over her.
You're like, desk. Sorry. Like,
nope.
Not today,
nope,
Satan.
Sorry. Nope, not today, Satan. And also, this girl was an asshole, so I was like, I'm definitely not going to fall because of you. Like, no. I don't want you to fall. Step over your body and then be like, I don't know what happened.
Oh, God. They also.
I'm so sorry. Okay, what?
That situation reminds me of that episode in The Office when Jim and Michael are walking, like, at some like hotel, and Michael falls into the koi pond.
The koi pond.
It just like lets him fall. That's what you did, Sadiq. You were.
I am a Jim. I know who I am. I'm Jim. I'm just like, no. Like,
yeah.
I like to be excluded from this narrative.
Like, so I'm also always the person that laughs at someone falling or getting hit. Like, always. Like, that's my first reaction.
Well, I remember being called out about it after she fell. Another classmate of mine was friends with. She was like, Sadiq, I saw that. Like, you really saw that away. I was like, yep, I sure did. Like, no.
Own it. That's nope. What you gotta do.
Nope. I'm not doing that today. Nope. So, sorry.
So, Stephanie fakes spraining her ankle. Simon doesn't give a shit. Mm-hmm. Arthur is like, I took first aid, remember? She's like, get away from me, Arthur. And she just like goes back into the bathroom, like, so distraught that Simon still doesn't give two shits about her. Like,
That should have been her clue to, like, let it go. Like, that should have been the one. That should have been, like, the straw that broke the camel's back. Let that, it's over.
But she's like, nope, I'm gonna dig my broken heels into the ground even further. And I'm gonna get this man.
This is persistent. So next, Dwayne is waiting outside for Joey, and Snake's a real one. He sees him, and he's like, "Ayo, Joey, like, I don't know if you know. I don't know if you need to hear this, but Dwayne is outside," uh-huh. And he looks mad. So Joey decides to sneak out the back of the school, and he thinks he's home free.
Yeah.
But Dwayne's little fucking friends, who also are wearing cutoff shirts,
yeah,
find him, and they're like, "Hey, Joey, like, our man's gonna fuck you up." And one of them's wearing a tank top, so you know it's serious.
Also, okay, so there was a shorter one and a taller one, and I think the taller one, like, is he supposed to be from Brooklyn? Like, his accent Thank was just you. Like, "Hey, yo, Joey, Dwayne's gonna kick your ass." Like, it was like, so weird. Like,
I'm like, we're in Toronto. What are you doing? And that's why I thought, like, I think that he too is putting on a voice of like, "Hey, we're tough guys." Yeah. So, like, I think for Dwayne that means just like, "Hey, I'm gonna talk like this," and for him it's like, "Hey, yo, Joey, hey, I'm from the fucking Bronx." Like, it's like, what is that accent? Like,
about the Jersey Shore. Hey,
hey, you big old bone. What the fuck are you doing? I'm like, what is this accent? Like, stop it. Like, why is this happening? This episode is crazy. So, I'm tripping today.
Yeah.
Steph walks home with Arthur, and Arthur is like, "Hey, like, I need to let you know Dad is reopening the divorce, and he wants custody." And I just wrote, "Divorce sucks."
And I was like, shit.
As a kid, divorce, I was like, it sucks.
And, like, that whole level of, like, hey, our parents are now, like, bringing us into the fight and being, like, we're gonna try to get full custody. Like, it's not like, I mean, I guess I can have some understanding when the kids are much younger, but, like, they're, like, in middle school, like, where, you know, like, it's not, like, when one has sole custody over the other, like, that's a lot, you know? Like they know exactly what's going on.
Exactly, which is, like, what is his reasoning for that? Does he know, like, is, oh, my God. Remember our earlier episode where, like, Steph's mom has a secret life as, like, a prostitute, and she's, like, a big ol' hoe?
Yes.
Maybe she is. So,
like, the dad finally found out.
But no, it usually is pretty serious if you, like, or I imagine if I were a parent and I had, like, was divorced and I had a child, I'm trying to get, like, full custody. It's because I'm like, no, you're not fit for this.
Yeah.
But it's so stupid because, or full custody if it's like, we get a divorce, mm-hmm. I have the kid, but the dad moves away.
Yeah.
Like, across the country. And it's like, okay, I have full custody, but they, obviously you have visitation. You can see I'm like, I'm like the main, because, like, you know, parent, yeah, because they live here with me and go to school here. But they live in the same city because Arthur,
yeah, like, they, like, walk home together.
Comes there, sometimes he can leave. Yeah. So I'm like, what the fuck? Like, joint custody, yeah, morons. And
I'm,
like,
I'm kind of wondering if it's, like, if it's that kind of, like, like, the divorce is getting nasty, and so they're trying to, like, the parents are trying to get back at each other. It's like, well, I'm going to get full custody of the kids. It's just like,
Which is like, don't do that. Don't use your kids as pawns in a fight. That's fucked up.
Listen to us experts about marriage and divorce, okay? Don't bring the kids into
it. I mean,
you are an expert.
I'm not an expert, but, like, no, it's really shitty when parents bring the children into their fighting.
Yeah.
As I experience. So it's like, no, don't do that. It's fucked up. It's not fun for anybody. And now, look at me. I have a Degrassi podcast. Look how I turned out. Like, what do you think happened to me because of all this shit? It's a direct result. Okay? Like, don't do it to your kids or they'll end up like me. You don't want that.
Exactly. So,
in the next scene, it's like, no, this podcast is the best. Like, it's fun.
Be like, actually, so, you want to end up like me, so.
Oh, yeah, I'm aspirational. At home, Joey is tenderizing meat the way that Dwayne will tenderize that ass tomorrow at school.
I loved how Joey's mom, I was like, she's making those chicken cutlets for Sunday dinner. Like, that's when I know I watch too much Jersey Shore, when I'm like, she making those chicken cutlets. But, like,
it's very aggressively, like, tenderizing meat.
Well, no, you gotta flatten it so that they fry evenly.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I figure she's into, like, a veal situation. Maybe a chicken parm or a veal. Ooh, I would love.
I'm so hungry right now.
I'm so hungry. I have not had dinner.
Me either. I've had breakfast.
Oh, my God. Where can I get like a chicken parm?
Where can I get a chicken parm at 8 a.m.? That's what I want to know.
In Beijing.
Listen.
Good luck.
Listen. I could get chicken parm. It would be hard to find at 8 a.m. But, oh, that sounds so good. I like love regular food. Like, I love a 5-course meal, like, at any time of day. Maybe not 5-course meal, but like a standard entree, like I would eat any time of the day.
Oh, same. I don't believe that like food has to be breakfast food or lunch. Mm-hmm. Like, you can just eat it when you want. Mm-hmm. It's breakfast if I eat it at breakfast time.
Exactly.
Step two, me. So she ends up smashing his mom's an idiot. She smashes her finger and she says, "I just hate pain." And I'm like, I mean, unless like that's your thing, unless it's your kink, most of us are like, nope. Ouch, that hurt. Like,
right. And I love, like, she's like, "I just hate pain," as if like it was like some, you know, like big thing that like she suffers from. And it's just like, and then Joy's like, "Me too." And I'm like, yeah, so does everybody does.
Like, oh, I guess it's like it must be a family thing. They hate pain. Like,
like, oh, I must get it from you, mom. Like, oh my gosh. like that line is literally so ridiculous. Like,
the dad's like, "You get your hate for pain from your mom's side." What?
Like, it was just so weird. And then, like, as the scene is closing, the way that Joey is looking at his mom beating up that chicken, like, it was, like, kind of, like, it wasn't, like, he, because I think we were trying to portray him as, like, being scared for the coming day, but, like, he kind of was, like, into it, where he's, like, yeah, beat that chicken. Like, it was weird. Go back and look at, like, that screen. Look at that screen. When that scene is closing out, because it was a weird facial expression. It was weird. Which puts me into the next scene. Like, Joey's having like a nightmare, right?
Hold on. Before you go into it, Lauren, did you know he was dreaming? Be honest. Did you know he was dreaming until you saw him sleeping? Did you know it was a dream?
Yes, because I've got better. But at the but this time they had like a dream cloud border around it. So I got a little bit of a hint, but yeah, but
I literally thought about you when I was watching. I was like, I wonder if Lauren knows this is a dream.
It probably took me like a good second, but I caught on very quickly. So I'm growing. This podcast is giving me growth, room to grow, and I appreciate you, Sadiq. I appreciate you, listeners, and I appreciate you, Degrassi.
Thank you.
Thank you. But okay, so Joey, we're about to go on like a Lauren's journey right now. So,
ooh, I love these. I love it.
Joey gets that weird face when he's looking at his mom beating up the chicken, which is like kind of like I'm kind of into it. And then he goes into this dream sequence, including Dwayne possibly beating him up. And then he wakes up with an open buttoned like pajama shirt. And I was like, I don't know if that was a nightmare. That may have been a wet dream.
Like, that dream was a little homoerotic. I think you liked it a little bit.
That's when Joey, like, fine. Truly, like, he's like,
do you?
When his mom was like, "Oh, I hate pain," and Joey was like, "Yeah, me too? Like, question mark?" And then he's like, "Or do I love the pain? Like, does it turn me on?"
Listen. Lauren, I love you so fucking much. I did not read into it that way, but that was gold.
I literally wrote down alternate reality, Joey has a wet dream about Dwayne. You know?
Interesting. This will be the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
You never know.
No, I did my eyebrows up and down. So next, we're at school, and it's very quick. Joey's at school. He's scared. Back to Ratchet's class. And nothing happens. He's just like spooked out. He's like, oh, I'm fucking scared. So we're in Ratchet's class, and they're talking about apostrophes. And
I wrote down.
He's just asking people to give examples of apostrophe usage. And I'm like, this is dumb.
This is our first scene where BLT has a line.
Wait, is it really?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
I think this is the first time he speaks. Maybe the second. But he did have like two lines this episode.
But you know what? My man knows about apostrophes. Yeah, so I'm like, does. That's what's up. But it's his first line. He's like, I know exactly where that apostrophe goes.
But I also was like, why are they learning how to use apostrophes in grade 8? Like, that come earlier?
I thought that too. I was like, I feel like you should have covered this like years ago.
Like, I love how like that Mr. Edge is like, okay, what are the purposes of using an apostrophe? And they're all like raising hands and like, shouldn't they already know this? But I will say this is a very big embarrassment. I think it wasn't so much that like I refused to learn. I think it was just like one of those things, because everyone has those grammar things or spelling things. It's just like one of those things, like, I'm just never going to learn how to do it, and I'm never going to know if it's right, and that's okay.
Like semicolon usage. I don't know.
Yeah, but mine was maybe a little bit worse. So I remember, like, I think in my mind, like, I knew that there was a difference, but I just never really put much thought into it. And I was like, I don't care to think more about it or, like, look it up. So I think I was probably in high school, possibly my first year of college. No, it was probably high school because I didn't take English in college. But I remember for the longest time, it was like it's and it's like I-T-S and I-T apostrophe S. But I knew that.
But the conjunction versus possessive.
Yes. And I always use the apostrophe as possessive instead of a conjunction. Like, I would use, like, it's, like, it belongs to it, instead of, like, it's as in it is. I would do it the opposite way. But it's, like, one of those things that's just, like, eh. But I remember at one point I finally learned, and it finally clicked my brain, like, why I was doing it wrong, because I always knew it was wrong, but I just didn't feel like trying to think about the right way. And I remember one day it finally clicked, and I'm like, wow. It's like when you finally learn how to do, like, multiplication or, like, addition, like, without a calculator, and you're like, I got it.
It's like it all makes sense.
Exactly.
Like, a whole new world starts playing in your head.
Right? And you're just like, I can do it now. Like, I will never have to question myself again. I'll never be nervous about if it's the right one or not. So, but I was like, part of me is like, why are they learning this in grade 8? And I'm like, but I wish someone back then would just been like, I think I just wasn't paying attention the one day that they're like, this is the reason why. And then it was just expected the rest of my life that I needed to know it, but I didn't.
Or you were like Joey, who was asleep during the class, during the lesson, and that's why you missed it.
I probably was.
Because he didn't sleep well. He had like a bunch of wet dreams last night, so he was not sleeping well at all. So he's sleeping in class, and he's a little bit like, you know, jumpy and scared, and class is ending. I don't remember who says this, but I just wrote, nervous about later, eh? And I was like, ah. I was like, yeah.
Also, why during this entire episode, everyone kept on saying, what was it? Hey, what do you say? Like, what do you say, Joey? Like, instead of saying, like, hey, what's up? Like, it was several.
Really?
It was several times, like, when people, like, they're, like, a cool way of, like, or hip way of saying, like, hello. And I was like, that's weird. Like, it sounded like, I don't know why this is taking me back. Okay, you know, in the 1980s movie Teen Witch.
Yes.
when her, like, best friend, like, has a crush on this guy. And so, who, like...
And she raps.
Yes. And so, she casts a spell to make her best friend be able to rap, too, so that they can have a connection. And it was, like... It's worse than Caitlyn's rap.
Supersonic, idiotic, disrespecting, no respect, and who would ever really want to go and top that? Such a waste of pretty face with hanging in that nowhere place of something, 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 and stop that, top that.
Stop that.
I don't really give up about trying to stop that. Top that.
Listen, I was like, I remember watching that and be like, damn, I need to have this connection with someone because that's true love. Like,
I remember watching that and being like, fucking bars. Yes, bitch. Like,
yes. So that's what it reminded me of. It's like, hey, what do you say? Like, it was just like that, like, Barney school rap.
When she says it, when she raps, you can't see me. But I remember she gets the spell happening, like, everything starts happening. And she takes her hat off. And then she's like, supersonic idiot. She's doing, like, the stupid, like, hand thing with the rapper hands.
Like, 80s B-boy, like, you know, when they're doing that, like, arms crossing and uncrossing, like.
Then we're both doing it. You just.
like, the way that they're like, hey, what do you say? Like, that's how they, and I'm like, what? Like, what is this Canadian bullshit? Like,
this is Canadian bullshit. Hey, if there's any Canadians out there who were alive in the 80s, let us know if, hey, what do you say was like a thing? Because I've never heard that as a greeting. No. And if someone said that to me, I would punch them in the face.
I feel like the only time I've heard this is if my dad's trying to be like cool, be like, hey, what do you say, Lo? Like stop. Stop trying to spit bars.
Did your dad call you Lo?
Yeah, well, when I was younger, everyone called me Lolo. So now it's like that I'm like, you know, mature, they call me Lo. And I'm like, okay, I get that.
Aww.
Yeah.
Wow, your dimples are really pronounced right now. This is so cute. She's teasing so hard. She's like,
I know. My family loves me.
So we had a scene after all that where Snake is concerned. And he's talking to Wheels about this. Like, Snake is... You know, and honestly, Snake,
yeah.
You are 12 feet tall. This is where you need to step in because your friend is a strippo. You need to help your man out. Like, listen, Dwayne, like, you want to step? Like, let's go. Like, you need to, like, give him, like, I'm big as fuck. And, like, I dare you to try to fight me. But then again, Snake's also skinny, so he might just fall really easy.
That's true. I feel like it's, like, Snake is still, like, because he, I don't know, there's, like, random moments where it, like, comes out that he's, like, it comes out that he's shy. Because that episode where he, like, went on that date with Melanie, who's, like, nervous about asking her. And I'm like, bro, like, she's in love with you. You're fine. Like, just, like.
Yeah, you're over 6'4". Yeah. Like, why are you not confident?
And I feel like.
Girls love that.
He's still, like, trying to figure out, like, he looks intimidating, but he, like, doesn't feel that way yet. So he's like, oh, Dwayne. Yeah. Oh.
But he says the Wheels. He's like, if Dwayne gets on top and starts pounding on him, we go in.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn, that was ominous. It was right? I got kind of chill. I was like, shit, like, what are you going to do?
This is our mission. Like
we're going to go in, okay?
It's a go.
Also, Wheels has a mullet. Like, can't you fight? I feel like when I see guys in mullets, I'm like, you fight, right?
Like, you got a mullet and a jean jacket. Like, you're Canadian hood.
And you smoke.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Or call Rick. Like, yo,
thank
Rick.
You.
Listen.
Thank
we
you.
We got some licorice. If you fight this boy,
like,
you
some licorice. Really, like, where is Rick in this episode? Because, like, if anyone's going to be fighting, like, it's going to be Rick. Like, Rick is scrappy like
and
that.
And he would stand up and be like, hey, like, Dwayne, you fucking bully. You're going to fight somebody you can't your own size. Like, check out these biceps I have. I'm 12. I lift so many weights. I'm also a chain smoker. But I will kick your ass, okay?
Also, like he kind of, you know how, like, Rick kind of has a lisp? Like, he's like...
He's like Mike Tyson.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Speaking of The Office again.
He literally is Mike Tyson.
Okay. Speaking of The Office again. Okay. So you know that episode when Michael Scott is like trying to do an impression? He's like, I'm Mike Tyson. Okay. So one day we're...
I feel like half of this episode I was just like laughing into the mic.
Okay, so one time I was playing Heads Up with my friends. The name on the phone was Mike Tyson.
Oh, okay.
You know you're not supposed to say the person's name, but you're supposed to like give them like do their accent, like do an impression of them. So what I did, my trying to do an impression was to say, I'm Mike Tyson. And then everyone's like, what the fuck, Lauren? Like, you're not supposed to say his name. I was like, no, that's the impression. Look.
But also, my impression of Mike Tyson is just saying, I'm Mike Tyson. I can't say anything else. You should have just bit someone's ear off.
But I
actually done it.
But it was like, as it was coming out of my mouth, then I realized I was like, oh, Lauren, you're saying his name. But that was like my first reaction of like, this is what a Mike Tyson impression is Michael Scott and trying to impersonate Mike Tyson by saying I'm Mike Tyson. So that's what Rick should have done. He should have been like, I'm Mike Tyson. And then just like beat Dwayne up.
He should. So in our next scene, Joey approaches Radich after class and he asks for help after school to obviously get out of the fight. Mm-hmm. And Mr. Radich is like very pleased. He's like, oh, it's good to see you've taken an interest. And I'm like, no, he's taking an interest in not getting his ass kicked. It's like, you should have been, yeah, like why would Joey be asking for help? Like, come on. That's a quick scene. The next one, Steph approaches Simon in the hall and mm-hmm. She's like, you know what? This is another plan she's got. She's like, okay, we're having a dance. And, like, I need help with, like, the dance. Like, do you want to join the dance committee? We can meet after school. And he's like, Yeah, no, not today. There's a fight.
I love that. And that's when I was like, oh, shit. Like, stuff is going. I love the moments in these episodes when, like, you realize that, like, everyone's been talking about, like, the plot. Like, it's, like, all, like, the rumor around school. It's like, yeah, there's a fight after school.
But it's also, like, the most accurate middle school thing. Like, yeah, there would be fights and be like, oh, there's going to be a fight today. Mm-hmm. Like, you're like, they're going to fight. Yeah. And, like, I want to see the fight, which is, in hindsight, so crazy because today I would never want to see a fight. But there was a time in my life where I loved seeing fights in school. I would also watch, like, fight videos on YouTube.
Before, and, like, World Star.
I'd be like, yeah, I'd, like, watch World Star. I'm like, oh, I'm going to see this one fight. And now I'm like, that's so barbaric. Like, why would I watch that? Like, what?
I don't think I actually ever saw a fight at school. I think it was always, like, it was just, like, I think it was, like, the thing in movies, thing in TV shows. And then, like, I remember always, like, waiting and, like, anticipating, like, oh, I wonder if, like, there's going to be a fight.
You really never saw a fight at all?
I don't think so. I really don't.
I feel like I saw fights so many times.
Okay,
like,
question.
So many times. But I think it was always my chance. It wasn't like I was like, oh, there's going to be a fight and I'm going to go see it. I think occasionally there'd be a fight happening and then people would go run to see it. And I would run to go see it. Or I'd just be, like, in the hallway and a fight just happened. Like, it was just manifested randomly.
Yeah, I feel like, I don't know. I feel like I must have always missed them. Like, I never.
I got trampled during one.
How was it?
It was scary. I remember I was wearing my black capri pants. It was like sixth grade. So I would have been like 2003. So I was wearing black capri pants. And I was going, I don't know where I was going, but I was coming from or to class. And there was a fight happening. So in my middle school, and Brachini, our middle school, you remember how, like, in, like, the sixth grade hallways, or how the hallways are, like, they were small.
Yeah.
I remember the hallways being very small.
Yeah.
So it kind of, like, became, like, there's a big crowd of people. I kind of congested this one area of the hallway. So I'm trying to go to class. So I was in the middle of it. Like, not the fight, but, like, I was just in the middle of, like, the crowd of people that were just kind of, like, blocked because of this fight that was happening.
Yeah.
So then a security guard came. And people started running, and I fell, and, like, I got stepped on, and, like, my life flashed before my eyes. I was like, oh, my God, this is, like, a total, like, crushed situation. Yeah. I'm gonna die. But I got up, and I just remember seeing, like, a footprint on my black capri.
Oh, my God.
So it was, like, sneaker print on my pants.
Why? Oh my God.
And that was it. And that was his story.
Oh,
I got stepped on.
My God.
Yeah.
Wow. Man,
fights are dangerous for spectators too. You gotta be careful.
That's why capris went out of style. You gotta start wearing those full leg pants. Either shorts, right? Or full leg pants.
It's dangerous. Yeah. But I wasn't even a spectator. I just got caught stuck in the crowd of people.
And that's why you started running to those fights. Because you were like, I'm not getting trampled today.
Yeah, I was like, no, not today, Satan. I learned my lesson. But yeah, so Steph is Jazz, and she sees the twins, and she's like, I have a date with Simon. I'm like, no, you don't.
It's you're not literally a date walking together.
It's not a date if you also told him it was something else. And you're like, oh, yeah, we're going to talk about the dance, like, to help out. And, like, it was a date. I'm like, no, it's not, you fucking psycho.
She's
like, she's giving me a lot of, like, Fatal Attraction vibes.
Oh, my God, I was literally about to say
in
that.
This. It's like, bitch, relax. Yeah. Like, doing too much. But next, Yik and Arthur offer Joey karate tips because that's been their storyline in this episode, is that they do karate now. And, like, Joey's like, yeah, no, thanks. And then Yik says, that guy deserves to get beat. I'm like, damn, Yik.
But I feel like,
holy moly.
But I feel like, okay, so in the show first started in season one, like, Joey was kind of the bully. Because remember, Joey put Arthur in a locker, like.
Oh, yeah.
And so I feel like I feel like now that they're, like, you know, a little bit older, they're taller, you know, they're not the scooters anymore. Now they're, like, kind of like, oh, yeah, like, you know, like, we're cool now. Like, we're not getting bullied anymore. And then so they're like, okay, we're on Joey's side. And they're like, afterwards, when Joey, like, denies the karate tips, they're like, fuck you. Like, you deserve to get beat up.
Fuck you, Jeremiah. Yeah. Basically, it's just a surprise to hear it from Yik, of all people, to be like, that guy deserves to get beat. It is very, like, matter of fact. Like, damn. Like, okay. Oh, Yik, like,
listen,
pipe down.
Yik has seen a lot, and he's just over it.
Yeah. We get, like, a nice kind of montage, too, of people kind of giving their input and opinions about this fight. So Liz and Spike are like, yeah, like, of course, like, Liz is like, no, I don't want him to get beat up. Like, I hope he's going to get, like, his ass kicked. Like,
I kinda
Joey's
like
kind of a jerk, but, like, kind of like him. I don't think he deserves it. This was funny. He runs into BLT and Shane and like, yeah, Joey, you got this. Like, we're all rooting for you. Joey walks away and BLT goes, Joey doesn't stand a chance.
I love that. I loved that.
I actually laughed out loud. I was like, damn, these kids are fucking brutal.
I know. But like, they know, like any viewer watching this is like, you know, Joey's going to get beat up. Like there's no.
I'm like, Joey's going to get pulverized.
Yes. So.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Also, sorry. In the next scene, before like it happens, we see another teacher.
Yeah, I wrote that down.
There's another adult. Did you see that?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, who is she?
I think they were coming out of like a debate class.
What's her secret? What's her deal?
I don't even know. I don't know. Because we didn't see Miss Avery. So I'm like, maybe she's supposed to be a substitute teacher.
Maybe.
What's the backstory?
Like, does this school have more than two teachers?
I don't, I...
Could it be?
I mean, I think they're starting to have, like, you know, more than one hallway, so...
Damn, is their budget getting bigger? And they're like, damn, we can hire another teacher.
I think they're moving up. Is the next scene when Dwayne is putting on his biker gloves?
Oh, no. It's, we see the teacher, and Steph and the twins are leaving class.
Right.
And Heather is like... I don't know, like, guys, because Heather's the angel, Erica's, like, the devil. Yeah. And Heather's like, I don't know, I don't think that Lex and Simon are broken up. Like, hey, ladies.
Hey,
like,
guys, I don't think it's a good idea, guys. Like, that could never.
Basically. And they're like, shut up, fucking Heather. Fuck you, Heather. It's
like, oh, my gosh, Heather.
You guys should just listen to Heather because she knows what she's talking about. But next we get Joey and he's like telling the Zit Remini that like he can't fight Dwayne because he's staying after class. And I'm like, yeah, good idea, Joey. Like, I don't think you should fight him. Like, you're going to get killed. Yeah. But like, this is where I have an issue with this episode. Because up until this point, the whole storyline is like, oh, Joey, like, you know, he might get beaten up by this guy. Okay, like Joey's being bullied because he is being bullied. Because
exactly.
Regardless of what Joey said about Dwayne being stupid, Dwayne started it. Mm-hmm. Joey, he literally was minding his business and Dwayne punches him in the face. Yep. So then, of course, Joey's going to talk about him. And now Dwayne's like, I'm going to kick your ass. But when he's telling Snake and Wheels about how he's not going to fight, they're like, you'll be a coward. Like, you have to do it. You're going to be a coward. And later on, when Joey does decide to fight Dwayne, the music is positive, implying that he did the right thing. And I was like,
yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, he's going to take his beating like a man. I'm like, no, Joey. No.
Yeah.
Tell a teacher you're being threatened. You don't need to fight. Be a fucking, are you going to be a snitch?
Yeah.
Be a snitch. Be like, no, he's going to kick my ass. I'm not going to fight him. Don't go fight him.
And that's why, like, this TV show is, like, just from a completely different time. Like, where.
Yes.
It was, because, the start episode, it's just kind of like, we'll kind of get into it in a minute, but where it's just like, hey, bullying's bad. But don't be a coward.
Bullies are mean, but like, fucking fight them when they're ready to fight. Exactly. It's like, no. Which I feel like, if anything, this will give this episode a high 80s rating because it's like, today that topic was handled, it would be like, you should tell a teacher you're being threatened.
Oh my gosh.
Like, this is not good. Like, this is like not a good thing.
Watched this hilarious movie. It was called The Good Boys. If any of you guys have not watched it, it is so fucking hilarious. So it's about like three middle school boys. Like, and it's kind of like a teen angst. Like, it's a super bad, but for middle school boys that don't understand anything.
I think I saw the trailer for this. I haven't seen this movie. I saw the trailer for it.
Oh my God. I have not laughed out loud at one of those movies in so long. Like, it was so fucking good. But one of my favorite parts of the movie was because it's like basically like there's no like movies like that about kids of that generation that have everything is good for them. So at the school, they literally have these like anti-bullying police that are like the safety patrols but for bullying. So if you ever feel like you're being bullied, you could basically like call over like your peer bully police and they'll come like stop whatever is happening. But they have like these badges and whistles and they're literally just other middle school students. And so They're like, don't be whack. Like something, something. They have like a phrase that they always say. But it's just like, but it's also like, they're the nerds of the school. So like, you can't be seen calling the bullying people to you. Cause that's like social suicide. It was so fucking good. But it's just like, so like, it's like, of course they have anti-bullying like patrols. Like that's what happens today in middle schools. Like,
well, now because like bullying has gotten so like off the rails. Yes. And like kids are literally like killing themselves because they're being bullied. Exactly. So mercilessly. I'm like, yeah. Anything you need to do to try to get these fucking kids up bullying each other, because it's like ridiculous.
But yeah,
this show is definitely of a different time, because Joey should be a coward. Like, I'm like, you're not being a coward, honey. You're taking care of yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
That's self-care.
Self-care does not exist in the 1980s. That's for sure.
No. You just take a beating. You just get your face punched in, and that's how you live. Yep. So Dwayne is getting ready to kick some ass, and he's putting on his like little fingerless gloves.
It's like, you know, you got those from like fucking Hot Topic, and they like were girls' gloves. Like, stop trying to be cool.
It felt like the scene. Have you ever seen Gangs of New York?
No.
But there's like a scene like in the very beginning. It happens more than once, but when they're like the gangs are like gearing up for like to do the gang warfare, yeah, basically, in like 1860s Hell's Kitchen, New York. And like, not Hell's Kitchen. It's a, they're the Five Points. Anyway, they're in New York. Yeah. And like, they're like going through like the little underground bit where all the gangs are, and they're all like gearing up. And they're like, it literally is a scene of a woman who like has cat hands. She's like gloves, but she like, but apparently, I don't know her name, but she was based off of a real woman who was alive at that time, who like had sharpened her teeth down to points, and she like would sharpen her nails. They're like sharp, so she can like fuck you up in a fight. But it's like her like getting her gloves on, and she's like, like doing this, like, oh, like getting ready to fight. Like, it reminded me of that so much. Whenever I see someone put fingerless gloves on, I think about the lady with the sharp teeth from Gangs of New York.
Dwayne definitely watched that for inspiration, for sure.
Oh yeah, he like read about her biography. And was like, I like that. I want to do that. I try to sharpen my teeth. My mom said I can't. So he's ready to fight, and he runs into Scooter, and Scooter is not impressed, and he's like, you know, like, are you really going to like fight this guy? Like, right. He's, you're so big and he's little, and like, what's beating him up gonna like prove? Like, Scooter like is so disappointed. He's not mad, but he's disappointed.
Also, I wrote down, Scooter is a young MLK.
He really is. He's like, all about the nonviolence.
He's all about the nonviolence. He's like, we can just come together, you know? Also, what, several times this episode, Dwayne is referring to AD. Like, he was like, he insulted the AD. Is that himself?
I took that to mean it was probably, like, some type of, like, special education.
Oh.
I think that's what it was. Because I don't know if it's like, I don't know what the acronym stands for, but because Joey teases him for like being in that. And I think it might have been like maybe the special class, like maybe the kids who were a little bit, might need a little extra help.
Okay.
Or something.
That makes more sense.
I think that's what he said about AD. I wouldn't be surprised if that's like a Canadian acronym. Canadians out there, if you know what AD is, let us know. But I want to say that's what that was probably, you know, what it was. And fair enough, Joey shouldn't tease someone for being in, like, the special class or, like, you know, having challenges with school. But I don't think he deserves a beating, to be savagely beaten as he is later.
Right? Like, come on.
Joey is another quick scene. Joey overhears BLT calling him a chicken, which basically, again, is what ignites him to, like, decide that he's going to later on show up to the fight. But outside of the school, Steph is waiting for Simon and, like, tries to hold his hand.
But they hold hands.
Simon's – yeah, she holds his hand.
That's
she
weird.
She grabs his hand. Yeah, I think Simon just was being nice. I think she, like, was like, yay, date, and grabs his hand. Oh. And he's like, okay. And but she's, like, ready to go. And he's like, hey, like, no, I'm waiting for Alexa. Like, Alexa loves dances. Like,
she's so excited to help.
And Steph – this part was hard to watch because it's very cringe.
Yeah.
She basically begs him for a date. And it's like, why won't you date me? Like, why don't you like me? It's just like, wow, that's embarrassing. And he like straight up rejects her. And it's like, I'm going with Alexa. Like,
yeah, stop. I wrote down that Steph is so thirsty. And it's hard
that
to watch.
Is parched.
She is in a desert parched. Thirsty. Like, oh my God.
Yes.
It's hard
like,
to watch.
Like, she is like Donner Party in the Great Salt Desert. Thirsty.
Thirsty, honey. Oh, God.
Thirsty. like Alexa shows up and she's a personification of ignorance is bliss. She's like, hey guys, like I love dances. I love dances. Like she's like unaware of like what the fuck's happening.
My mom's gonna be so proud of me that I'm helping out with the dance. It's like, oh bitch, you pay attention to your mans.
I'm like, your mom has like the bar set so low for you, Alexa, if this is what she's proud of. Like, what?
Yes.
So Steph is crushed because they leave and she's like, just like, really just wants to sink into the ground. And we've all been there.
Mm-hmm.
We've all been there. But everyone's waiting for the fight to start. And was someone selling ice cream?
Yeah, I was like, yo, there's an ice cream truck and refreshments. Like, this fight is about to be lit. Like,
and I was like, it was a kid, though. It wasn't an adult.
No, I think, I just saw the ice cream cart, like, so. So I assumed it was an adult.
Or were they just like at the park? Or was they just at the park and there just was an ice cream person there? It just felt like someone came with an ice cream cart to be like, fights with you lit, taking bets and shit. Like,
you know, there's always that kid in school that like is a hustler and just like selling candy bars, like goes to buy those king size bars at 7-Eleven and then upsells them to kids in school. Like,
I remember that happening.
Right?
And it wasn't for a fundraiser. It just was like selling candy.
The amount of I remember buying lip gloss from someone. I remember buying several things off people. Like truly starting an empire. Like they were hustlers. And I didn't know how to go. Like at that point, I don't even think I could go. I didn't have access to a 7-Eleven in my own free time. Like I was always at school, on the bus, or my parents.
Well, also in hindsight, when you think about it, we grew up in a pretty mixed income area. Yeah. I went to mixed income schools. When you think about the kids who were selling those things, a lot of them were not very well off. And I think at the time, I was like, damn, you're hustling. But it's like, no, I think it's because they need lunch money.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, hate that note. So let's talk about this kid getting beat up. So, let's talk about this fucking kid getting his ass kicked. So Joey shows up. And this is the thing. He shows up on the hill, like the sun behind him, and there's music playing. Like, yay, he did it.
They really try to make him look so triumphant, like on top of the hill, like jogging down, like the opposite of Rocky. Instead of like running up those steps in Philadelphia, he was running down the hill to the fight. And it's like, we all know.
Also, opposite of Rocky because he loses the fight.
Yep. Yeah.
Because he runs down into almost like a gladiator pit, really. He like runs down the hill into like the fucking like arena.
They open the circle and then close right back in. You can't get that cut out.
Oh, yeah. No, you ain't getting out, bitch. You try to leave him, I'll push you back in. And so he goes down there and like Wheels is like, yeah, you just got to outsmart him, Joey. You're smarter than him. I was like,
no.
Outsmart him. This is, no, guys, listen. Listen, guys. This is the time and the place where your intelligence is not going to fucking win. That brawn, that pure brawn is what's going to get you a win. And Joey doesn't have it.
But I love how they start fighting. And I was like, this looks like fucking West Side Story with this choreographed fight dance.
Okay, I thought it was scary.
Oh, I did it. Because it was like,
am I just a little bitch? I thought it was scary.
I think because so it's very like animated, like it was so choreographed. Whereas like it's like, you know, they're like have their fist up. It's like, come on, man, take a hit, like fight me, and
like very like Irish boxing style, like why I wanna,
yeah.
It's like what?
But they're just like circling around each other, like no one's hit each other yet. And then Dwayne like swings and Joey ducks, and I'm like, I'm sorry, but I've never been in a fight before, but I know that, like, I don't have fast enough reflexes to dodge a punch. Like, I'm getting hit, that's for sure. Like, and he dodges two punches.
I've seen enough fights that, like, I don't know, like, I've seen people dodge punches, but not in this. In movies and TVs, it's always like they duck the punch, like they go, like, you have to be really stupid to somehow get bested that way if you're punching someone and they, like, what? Usually it's like they punch and they just kind of jump out, like, jump back. So it's like, that's, I think, more likely than just like, hey, I'm just gonna duck, like, whatever. But they're fighting. I thought it was scary because, like, in the beginning it's silly, but then like Dwayne gets on top, just punching the shit out of Joey.
Scary.
I was like, oh no, he's getting like, I was like, ooh,
yeah,
like, he's gonna like, oh, like someone stop him.
Yeah.
And at that point, that's when like, you know, the fight's going, that's when like Snake is like, okay, you have to like step in.
Yeah,
he's
getting, like that.
I was like, good, you're good friends to be like, yeah, we're not gonna let him just get fucked up.
I know. He still like got this, fucked up. Dwayne was his going face in. Is fucked up.
Oh, ooh, yeah. He got messed up. He goes home and his face is just like busted.
Also, can we talk about, so this is the second time that Joey has had a black eye and we need the family services guy to come back. Like, where's Doris calling family services? This is the second time.
I know. It's like Joey keeps getting black eyes. Like, what's going on?
Yeah. He had a bruised shoulder the other day. Keep on blaming on skateboarding accidents, but like, Doris, we know
what's really happening.
Come on.
But like, mom is being a proper mother, and she's like, so we're going to the principal tomorrow because you got jumped, basically. And Joey's like, no, I don't want to do that. Like, I deserved it. And again, I don't know what the messaging is in this no episode because it felt like they were implying, like, yeah, Joey does run his mouth a lot. Like, he need to get his ass kicked. I'm like, okay, yeah, again, wasn't a huge fan of Joey, but like, he needed to be fucking savagely beaten this way.
Yeah, I wrote down, like, this episode is the first time that I feel bad for Joey.
Yeah, I'm like, damn, like.
Yeah.
Goddamn.
Goddamn, goddamn.
Basically, I feel like Beyonce.
Ugh.
Oh, and not in a good way. So, in our last scene, we're at school again, and Steph is telling the twins what happened, and she's, like, really bummed out.
She's like, my life is falling apart, and I was like, damn.
I'm like, Steph, no.
And that's when you know it's not just Simon. It's everything. She's just, everything, she's losing parents. It.
She's stressing out. And Joey shows up to school and he's black and blue. But it's, again, the messaging. The friends are like, it's okay, Joey. Like, good job, good job. Good job. I'm like, no. Like, this message is like, you know, your bully wants to fight you, take the beating, and then your friends will still love you. And I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, they might still love you, but still, like, no, exactly. Don't do that. They're supportive. And,
yeah. And I think
someone called him Tyson. Did you hear someone say Tyson in it?
Oh, I didn't hear that.
I swear to God, I heard someone say, like,
I'm Mike Tyson. It was just me.
No, silly. I swear I heard someone say, hey, Tyson, or something.
Okay, I believe it.
I have, like, Mike Tyson when I'm in boxing by then, so I'm like, actually, I think they called him Tyson.
This is
Slay A's, yeah.
Also, did you know that George Foreman was, like, a convicted rapist?
I'm sorry.
Remember George Foreman from George Foreman Grills?
Yeah, like the boxer.
Yeah.
And, like, so the grill guy?
Before the grills, he was, like, a convicted rapist.
Oh.
And I'm like, why was he allowed to have a comeback and sell all those grills? Why did we have three of those in our house over my lifetime?
Oh, no.
Like, convicted. Now, I'm not saying I don't know the full story. I just heard it one place. But still, to be convicted of rape is a lot. You got convicted.
What do you keep in mind that, like, how, like, the infrequency in which that rape allegations are actually led to, like, a conviction.
Exactly.
When someone is convicted, you're, I'm like,
damn,
ooh.
I know.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's neither here nor there. I looked it up. Mike Tyson was boxing by then. So, yeah, I think he was called Tyson in that scene.
Tyson.
Yeah. But Dwayne is at the school and he, like, tries to be like, hey, Scooter. And Scooter's like, no, you're a bully. And he gives Joey a cheesy.
And that was it. And I'm just
that was it.
Okay, so let's just jump into it. So we don't, like, I guess it was just the times where I feel like it's, I think for me, it's very, very hard to understand why they, you know, as Degrassi, like, they're supposed to be the forward thinkers of, like, teaching the right way to do things and demonstrating the correct way of being a better person, you know?
Yeah, it's an after-school special.
They really dropped the ball on this one. And I'm, like, wondering, like, if they really just thought that bullying was not that big of a deal.
I think so.
Because
I would not be surprised if it really was just, like, at the time when, like, because, again, the whole conversation about bullying and really taking it seriously is relatively new. Yeah. Like, even when we were in school, I don't think we were really talking about bullying in the same way as, like, now, where it's, like,
that's true.
It makes news and, like, we know about, like, the bullying issue. Melania Trump is actually, like, starting an initiative about bullying because she cares about it. So, like, it's an issue, Lauren.
It's a hot topic issue in our country. So, Canada, you need to
When the Honorable White House is taking it on, this issue, like, you know it's serious.
Exactly.
But no, seriously, though, like, all jokes aside, it is, like, taken more seriously today. So I think that for the time, this was, like, accurate.
Yeah,
like,
I think so, too.
Yeah, like, you know, bullies are bullies. You know, you shouldn't bully people. But if you're getting bullied, stand your ground.
Yeah.
Stand up for yourself.
Because, like, I'm trying to think, okay, like, this was the 80s. And I'm trying to think of, like, you know, like 90s or like early 2000s TV, like the after school specials that we would have been watching. And I feel like it would have, it's, they still had like the kind of bullying, like it's like the classic like after school fight, like I'm going to meet you after school. Like that, that never even escalates to that point now in TV shows and movies. I feel like they always try to like de-escalate before them. But I feel like whenever, when we were watching it with our generation shows, it was like before, like it would never get to the fight. Like they would get to the meetup point and the boy is like, come on, you're not going to fight me. And then the kid's like, no, I don't need to fight you. Like I'm above it, you know, but, and that,
it'd be very much that. Yeah. And then, yeah, that's how
so it was very surprised that the fight actually happened. I was like, oh shit. Like he's punching him. Like that was,
and it was like graphic,
right?
It was like a graphic detail fight. I was like, oh,
and literally the only person trying to like de-escalate the situation was Scooter. No one else was like,
basically
everyone else that was trying to de-escalate was like, well, you gotta do it because you're gonna be a coward. Like,
yeah, it was, basically
it was weird.
Yeah, this was a weird one. Who do you think you were in this episode?
Not really anyone, but I guess like I would have been the Scooter person. Like I never understand people that fight. Like I think I was very privileged growing up. Like I didn't see much violence except for like outside of TV and stuff. So I like never really understood people's like kind of drive to like defend themselves, like get into physical altercations. Like, and so, but I know like for a lot of people, like it can be very difficult to kind of just like not defend your honor, defend, you know, defend your peace or whatever. So I think I would have been like Scooter being like, you don't need to fight him. Why do you fight? You're a bully. Like, you know, I feel like as you know, like none of our friends were like that. Like we were not fighting people. Like, you know, like that wasn't like, I remember someone was like, oh my gosh, Lauren, can you fight? And I was like, I would literally die in a fight. Like I have no idea how to defend myself.
Yeah. I think despite having liked, I mean, I'm admitting to watching fights when I was younger. I think as also Scooter, I can only think of two times in my life where someone wanted to fight me, and in both situations I was like, I'm not gonna fight. I told him like, I'm not fighting you. Like I'm not doing that, because I was like, I'm not, one, I don't know if I can fight. I've never been in a fight before, so like, exactly. I don't fucking know. Maybe I can fight, I don't know, but I'd never been in one. I doubt it.
Let me see these hands. Like, you see these hands?
I'm like, I'm not about to let it get to that point and like fight you. Like and usually all that shit, like when people like are ready to fight and stuff, is never even, it's not even worth it.
Exactly.
Like, especially in middle school and high school. Like, the one time someone wanted to, the two times it happened, one time someone wanted to fight me because she, like, claimed, both of them, it's because someone claimed I talked about them and I hadn't, but, like, a friend of mine had.
Oh.
But they said that I did too. And I was like, no, I didn't. I don't know what you're fucking talking about. So both times it was like, I'm going to fight you. And I was like, I'm not fighting you because this is stupid, you dummy.
Yeah.
So, whatever.
Yeah.
Don't fight.
Yeah, so we're going to add a moral to this episode because they obviously refuse to teach one, but the story is don't be a fucking bully. Bullying is terrible. And I think especially like when watching, like I mentioned earlier, I was like, Dwayne is a crazy person that would escalate things too harshly. But then also anyone, because remember like the scene when they're in the bathroom talking and Dwayne was in the bathroom overhearing everything, but they didn't realize Dwayne was in there. It was like the scene from Degrassi Next Generation with Rick in the bathroom overhearing it. It was like the opposite of like hearing yourself being bullied. Like, ugh, if you guys don't know the episode we're talking about, go watch that. Ugh. It's like the major...
Time Stands Still, I think, is what it's called, that episode.
So, I think for both of us, like, it was hard to, like, watch this episode because it's just like, y'all don't know. Like,
yeah, it's like, this is not good messaging at all.
Yeah.
So on that note, we're going to do our rating system.
Yeah.
I think we've already, like, when it comes to the 80s Canadianness, number one. I would put this at a 9.
Yep.
Honestly, I would put it high because it was so outdated and so like, this is not of this era at all, this being episode.
Like, here's some adults writing about kids' problems. And it's like, you know, it's like you have no idea what it's like to be a child anymore, do you?
No. And also like this messaging is so like of that era that it's like, no, we're not teaching kids that anymore. That not fighting the bully means they're a coward. We're not going to teach kids that anymore. It's like, hey, go to your teacher. Tell your teacher what's happening.
I would definitely give this. That's why Miss Avery wasn't in it. She, like, I bet you she refused to be part of the script. She was like, if you're not gonna change it and make it more relevant to what needs to be said, I refuse to be in this episode.
Ooh, I love to think she was like a conscientious objector. It's I'm not doing this. Like, I am above this.
Yeah, I would definitely give it a 9.
Yeah. Okay, and our next fashion.
We had Stephanie K's outfits, but not really.
I didn't notice very many fashion things. Yeah. Aside from like Dwayne and his cutoff shirts and bandanas, I didn't really notice anything that was like, wow, 80s fashion. No,
I didn't. So, I got like nothing.
Yeah. So I would put it at like maybe like a 3.
Yeah, I was going to say a 3 or 4. Let's go with a 3.
Okay, cool. Next, acting.
I mean, I don't know. I feel like there's like,
yeah, the acting was also acting was bad because we had 2 bad accents from Dwayne the bully and his fake, we all know he's British, his fake little like tough guy accent, and his friend who's from Brooklyn.
It's like
the exchange student from PS 118 over here came out of nowhere.
I love how you said PS.
It was definitely the school that Hey Arnold went to. Yes.
Oh my gosh, yes. Like, why? I love how, like, also, talk about bullying. Remember fucking, what's her name? Angela or in, what was that?
Helga?
Helga. She was the worst Helga bully Pataki? Ever. Like,
she's the best bully
also,
ever.
Like, Hey Arnold was, like, a terrifying school. Like, I'm looking back on it now, but I remember watching it, and I remember after school, I felt relaxed. But, like, during whenever they were in school, it gave me anxiety, I think, because, like, there was so much just, like, bad shit happening at school. Just like, hey, football head. It's just like, what?
Yeah, that's PS 118 for you. Tough school. Tough break.
Remember Stoop Kid? That kid was homeless. Are we not going to be honest about it?
Wait, who's homeless?
Stoop Kid. Wasn't he homeless?
No, he's lit on the stoop.
Because he didn't have a home?
Yeah. No, his home was inside. The stoop. You open the door, he's inside.
Did we ever...
Wasn't it?
I feel like you...
Wait, was he homeless?
I kind of think he was homeless.
No, because like he's afraid to leave the stoop. Oh, shit. No, if anything...
he's dealing with mental health issues.
Stoop Kid... Yes, if anything, Stoop Kid was an agoraphobic. And actually, it was horrible that they forced him off the stoop.
Oh, my God.
What? And they brought a news team to watch him get off the stoop.
I literally... There's like some things where I'm like, wow, why do I not like watching this show? It's like, it gave me so much fucking anxiety.
What they didn't show was Stoop Kid like having a fucking panic attack after leaving the stoop. Like, he actually like crumbled.
Where's the aftermath effect of this? Come on. Man.
You know, Stoop Kid.
Oh, there was some show, I forget what it was, it'll come back to me later, but there was some show where it like hit me and I was just like, why didn't I like watching this? Or it's like, why don't I ever want to watch this again? And it was like, oh, because that gives me anxiety and it doesn't make it fun.
So I did love Hey Arnold, but something else that I didn't realize when I was an adult was that Helga's mom was an alcoholic.
Jesus.
The smoothies were cocked. She was drinking all day. She's like, oh, I need another smoothie. No, she's fucking wasted. It was drinking all day. Oh my God. Fucking Kathleen's mom. Yeah.
Oh my God. Hey Arnold is Degrassi. It's the animated series, Degrassi.
But Hey Arnold went harder, though.
Oh, my God.
But anyway, acting. I would say that acting was like a 4 or 5. It was not
remarkable. It was...
Let's be nice. We'll give him a 5.
Yeah, I say it was in middle of the road, Degrassi, you know?
It was passable.
Yeah.
And last but not least, plot. Did it go there?
Okay. I don't know. I feel like it was, like, for... I feel like it went there... But I don't think they were trying to go there. I feel like it was more, like, alarming and more, terrible and, like, showing, like, the true, like, atrocities that happened to middle school students. I don't think that was their aim.
It went there in that it was realistic. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Kids do fight. But it went there in a way where I don't know if that's what they were trying to do. I don't know what they were trying to do with this episode. That's a problem. It was like, I don't get this episode.
Yeah. So I would feel like, honestly, it didn't really, because I feel like it wasn't, when we talk about like the plot, the moral, the kind of purpose of the after school special and it going there, it didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah, I agree.
They didn't go anywhere.
I agree with that. No.
Because it literally didn't go anywhere because we weren't learning anything.
Yeah, no.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. So, where would you give the plot, or what score would you give the plot then?
Okay, what's the lowest, I'm trying to think of the lowest plot we've given before. What was episode 8? We gave that a 2. LD's episode, the plot, a 2. So, for Did It Go There?
Honestly, I would put it on par.
Okay. Let's give it a 2.
All right. With all of that said and done, that leaves Fight at 19 Trapper Keep, which, oof, yeah, it is literally one step above LD's episode.
But, like, it was just bad, like Degrassi. I just feel like it's so many other things, like, it was dealing with something, it was teaching something, but this literally did absolutely nothing.
It did nothing, and I feel like also it's like, of all the episodes we've watched, it's one of the more laughable ones. If you can't tell by the podcast and how much we laughed, I feel like it was one where it was like, this is so ridiculous.
I agree.
Yeah. Yeah, and still, bad episode, but still fun to record.
Exactly. And, you know, at least now, we know better now today, so at least there's that.
Yep.
At least we're looking back on a show from the 80s and not, like, a show from this week, you know?
Very true.
That would be sad.
That would be really bad. Writers out there, take note. Don't do this. This episode, don't do this. But with all said and done, thank you so much for listening. Once again, Broomheads, you're our favorites.
You really are.
We love you.
We try not to play favorites, but you guys are definitely our favorites.
Yeah, just don't tell anybody. But as always, you can check us out on social media. Of course, we have our Instagram. We have Twitter. We have our Facebook page. Engage with us. We love when you guys engage. It's super fun. We're still trucking along.
Let us know. What did you guys think of this episode? You guys know what we think. We think it was trash. but let us know what you guys think. Because I know a good handful of you guys saw this either in real time or definitely saw it years ago before we knew really what we knew about bullying. So did the show stick out to you? Did you think it was very realistic for the times? You know, who were you in the episode? I hope you weren't a Dwayne.
Yeah, I really hope not. I really hope not.
Were you a Joey? I feel like everyone is probably a Joey to a bully. We've all been a Joey compared to a bully. Maybe not beat up.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, we've all been bullied. All been in that situation. So yeah, but just reach out to us. We'd love to hear from you. But as always, we'll talk to you later, Broomheads.
Bye, Broomheads.